It's Wednesday, October 22nd, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. Ben Mulungeni, a political analyst, told News on One's Willem Sneeman that parties need to communicate messages that resonate with local communities as voters prepare for regional and local authority elections. He highlighted that voter turnout is often low because parties prioritize loyalists over candidates preferred by residents, causing citizens to feel excluded from the process.
Mulungeni said councillors, though limited in power, must be proactive and innovative, addressing key issues like housing, water, electricity, and support for small businesses, with housing remaining the top concern for young people struggling with unemployment, high rents, and lack of land. Mulungeni advised opposition parties to focus on good governance, transparency, and anti-corruption, while the ruling party should focus on improvements and innovation rather than engaging in name-calling.
Finance Minister Erika Shafuda has presented the midterm budget review in Parliament, detailing the domestic economic performance and revisions to government expenditure. The review proposes amendments to the 2025 Appropriation Act to reallocate resources and meet the state's fiscal requirements for the remainder of the 2025-26 financial year. Almandro Janssen is an economist at Seminar Storm.
We noted that government is holding total expenditure steady at 89.4 billion, while also reallocating funds to keep priorities under the NDP6, which is sectors such as education, health, youth employment and housing. But we've also seen that revenue performance has slowed down, with collections at 40% of target by September, mainly due to weaker inflows from the SADC trade that's been taking place. And the positive takeaway is that Namibia remains committed to its fiscal discipline. We've already seen this by their mobilizing domestic funds to redeem the Eurobond due this month. However, the rising debt burden and slow project execution is weighing heavily on the outlook.
The National Road Safety Council has expressed concern over the growing number of road fatalities, totaling 414 since the start of this year. A recent crash in the Oshakota region killed 9 people and left 15 seriously injured, while an August accident involving law enforcement officials claimed 15 lives, including a pregnant woman. NRSC's head of communications, Ambrosius Dierspoor.
We have to be cautious on the road. The economy is growing, so you have more trucks on the road. It becomes very, very busy, so we are trying to ask the road users to be patient, to drive slower, overtake cautiously, because sometimes head-on collisions are a result of negligent overtaking. So we want everybody to be cautious. We will start with the road safety campaign earlier this year, because there will be local, regional and local authority elections towards the end of November. So around the 17th, but in the meantime, the message is the same. We should do the right thing and save lives.
In continental news, rebels occupying Twangiza Mining's gold concession in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo have stolen at least 500 kilograms of gold since May, the company told Reuters, alleging that some employees assisted in the theft. At current market prices, the looted bullion is valued at around $70 million. The mine, located in South Kivu province, was seized by Rwandan-backed M23 rebels during a rapid offensive earlier this year. To the U.S. now, where San Francisco officials say they'll take legal action if the Trump administration sends the National Guard to the city, calling the threat unnecessary and unlawful. It comes after a federal appeals court cleared the way for the Guard's deployment to Portland, part of a wider clash between the White House and Democrat-led cities. Ira Spitzer reports.
San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie says the city is already working with federal agencies to target drug markets while crime rates continue to fall. The warning comes a day after a federal appeals court allowed the Trump administration to send troops to Portland, part of what critics call a growing effort to use unnecessary force in Democratic-run cities.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.